In Arabic, it's Treasures of Wisdom. In Italian, it's The Greatest Book. In Arabic television, it's The Whole Book.
That's Through the Bible president Greg Harris talking about the various international names of the Through the Bible radio program. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. So Greg, when we're talking about Through the Bible in 120 languages, and since it's not actually the voice of Dr. J. Vernon McGee, would the listeners even recognize his name?
The majority of languages would not even know who Dr. McGee is, and that started with Dr. McGee himself. He was such a humble man. He said, when we go into other languages, you never have to use my name. You also don't have to use the name Through the Bible. If you translate the name of our programs, in Arabic, it's Treasures of Wisdom. In Italian, it's The Greatest Book. In Arabic television, it's The Whole Book. We allow the national partners that we work with, mostly through Transworld Radio and a few other places, to basically tell us what would be the best name. So I'm excited to tell you that probably the majority of our listeners don't know who Through the Bible is, and they don't know who Dr. McGee is, and we like it that way.
But it's going to still be basically the same outline and the same teaching every day, correct?
The theology, the doctrine cannot be changed. We do allow for cultural contextualization. So Dr. McGee's corny joke or his corny story about growing up in Texas, that we tell the different speakers, of course, make that a personal story so that it illustrates the Word of God. In fact, our goal is that when a person listens to Through the Bible, they think that it's a locally produced program.
For a link to Through the Bible, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.